From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP's latest effort to stop the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico won't start until Monday at the earliest. The company is preparing to cut the riser pipe so a new containment cap can be put on the well top. President Obama has been told the flow rate could increase by as much as 20% before the new cap is installed. And the president's top energy and climate change advisor, Carol Browner, says it still won't be a solution.
Obviously, that's not the preferred scenario. We always knew that the relief well was the permanent way to close this. To get it killed so there wasn't oil coming up while the relief well was being drilled was the second option. Now we move to the third option, which is to contain it.
BP's managing director is trying to explain this third option to the public. As NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, he's made the rounds on Sunday news talk shows.
It's clear that no long-term solution is yet in place. But Bob Dudley said BP is hopeful that a new effort can help staunch the oil that's now stretching 150 miles along the Gulf coastline. And he reminded Fox News Sunday the company's laid 3 million feet of absorbent barriers to protect the shore.
This is almost an operation led with the oversight of the Coast Guard that is almost military now. The beaches in Louisiana, there are three beaches where there's oil. There's 800 people out there every day.
Working to clean them up. Dudley said good weather has helped workers skimming oil off the water's surface. He admitted the company had 760 safety violations over the past 3 years, the most of any oil company. The next highest offenders had only eight. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
In Colombia, a former defense minister who's promising to build on President Alvaro Uribe's security policies has won today's presidential election, but he didn't win enough of a majority to avoid a runoff next month. He'll face a former mayor of Bogota who ran on an anti-corruption platform. A shakeup in Britain's new coalition government. From London, Larry Miller reports one of the new bright stars has resigned over claiming possibly illegal expenses.
Treasury Secretary David Laws stepped down after a London newspaper said he claimed $60,000 in expenses for a rented room in the home of his partner. Laws has been a minister for just 17 days and was responsible for implementing public spending cuts. Parliament bans reimbursement for rent paid to partners or spouses. Laws says he didn't want anyone to know he was actually sharing rather than renting because he feared his family would have been upset had it known about his gay relationship. However, he was not obligated to take the expenses. Law says he'll pay back the money. Prime Minister David Cameron describes Laws as a good and honorable man and did not rule out the possibility of a return to the cabinet. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News. Motorcyclists are clogging the streets of Washington, D.C. in the annual Memorial Day Rolling Thunder demonstration aimed at honoring fallen service members. In New York, Coast Guard Petty Officer Tristan Kennard marched in the Greenpoint Veterans Memorial Day Parade. Meanwhile, one U.S. service member was killed in Afghanistan today. May is the deadliest month this year for U.S. troops in Afghanistan, with 33 deaths. A high-ranking U.S. delegation is in Belgium this Memorial Day weekend. American soldiers helped liberate the country from the Nazis. Terry Schultz reports from the Ardennes World War II American Cemetery.
President Obama's great-uncle, William Payne, himself a World War II veteran, joined Secretary of Veterans Affairs General Eric Shinseki in services at the Ardennes Cemetery in Belgium. Most of the more than 5,000 soldiers buried here died in the Battle of the Bulge, the deadliest battle of the entire war for the United States, as Shinseki recounted.
They prevailed in field and forest across France and Belgium and Luxembourg. They lie here, plucked at the height of their bloom, forever young, forever brave, forever remembered.
And they are remembered. Belgians turn out in very high numbers to U.S. Memorial Day ceremonies held at each of the three American cemeteries here. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at the Ardennes American Cemetery in Belgium.
The death toll in Guatemala from Tropical Storm Agatha has risen to 74, but the storm has dissipated. I'm Barbara.